All right, now good morning to you guys. I'm glad you joined. I hope you guys are such a beer. You guys are so excited about going to Hong Kong. It's all I've been able to think about. All right, now ASAP 2024 this year, right? All right, now with several more thousands of dollars than what is required. All right, now let's just get all the way. I mean, France also invited me to go to the bank. All right, now what I'm gonna do so these countries can know, I'm gonna simply get off the train, the boat, the airplane. And go to the bank and check into the hotel. Does that make sense? That's what I'm doing. All right, now, like I did in the UK, I went to the UK, I got a hotel room, and I went to the bank. I'm doing the exact same thing in these countries. All right, now, that's what the country that I get my information out of, because I would travel this globe before I give the United States any money. I'm not giving the United States anything, right? Does that make sense? We've exacerbated that. And I say again about Warren Buffett as an example. You got, like, an example of these racists and how they move, right? The Oracle of Wall Street, and all this other stuff. They want to lie, and they want to stack up stuff against you. They're going to be racist against you, weaponize your race, your gender against you. And then not just that, they want to steal from up under you on top of being riding like little clown racists trying to frame me, getting me kicked out of the house, telling me, said I'm incompetent, you're getting extensions with understanding that some clown is freezing up your money, you're not incompetent, right? Because you understand if you don't talk to a landlord or to your payments companies to make up some type of agreement, that is problematic. So clearly, I am in my right mind, right? When some jackass racist stood up with his barely getting out of school, see, average is stupid, so. All right, now calling me stupid, right? How come the racists can't pass the bars on their own BS that they push up, right? Biden did get out of school with a C average, right? What a joke he is, right? That's not saying the clown racists talk about education. The shithole dick sucker you got in the White House has a C average out of school. You already know he didn't make it himself, right? Stop. I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's Florida right now. Good morning to you guys. Not just that his education compared to today is obsolete. That too. I hope that you guys agree. You got half of the Senate and the Congress. You notice I don't know what technology is. When the senators asked Zuckerberg, you know, well, how you make all this money? He was like saying, Senator, we advertise. They out of touch. Their educations are obsolete. They're not qualified for this day and age. It's a complete joke. The technology in this day and age is switched over to a whole other thing that they're not qualified to be in, right? All right, now, the obsolete educations versus yesterday, they don't go back and get no training. They have no business being there, right? Like a clown in the White House with a C average from yesteryears. What do you think his average would be today, with the education today versus his yesteryear's education? It'd be an F. I don't think anybody disputes that. Stop. I hope that you guys will agree. All right, I don't talk about the clown Biden, but I'm very excited about, all right, now, I don't expect Biden, so since I don't respect him, I just rather not talk about him. I'm not giving Biden any money. And see, that's just the same thing as said about Trump. I don't trust Trump. I don't trust Trump as far as I can throw Trump. That's not a knock at Trump. I don't have a problem with Trump. The Bible says put your trust in no man. Trump is a person of loyalty. He understands about you. Trust is gained. Do you understand that? If you have not gained my trust, don't expect me to trust you. I don't care who you are. That's not a knock at Trump. I don't trust anybody. I trust Jesus. Does that make sense? Right now, I'm not dealing with the United States in no capacity. And that is not a knock at Trump. I told you guys about that. All right, now I'm going over to Hong Kong to go to the bank. All right, now, that's the Lord. Right now, it's a billion for people in Hong Kong. It's 1,400,000,000 people in Hong Kong. You know, they don't give a damn about who in the United States crying and whining about money that's not theirs. They made a point to say that, right? When I said I'm coming to Hong Kong, you know what the Asian people said? They said, okay, come to Hong Kong and pay them. Come to Hong Kong and pay their government. Come to Hong Kong and pay their president and his family, right? They didn't say that, right? Come to Hong Kong, right? France said the exact same thing, despite not having a billion people, Switzerland, all these other countries. You don't owe people something because you're born somewhere. And despite me residing in this country, let me say, okay, things are stacked up against me already. We talked all about that. You guys saw about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is supposed to be the Oracle of Wall Street. All right, now, let me say this. It would be disingenuous and crappy of me to say that I could take something from Warren Buffett. It's not right. I cannot do that. Warren Buffett is brilliant, but he did buy a lot of fraud stock from up under me, or they thought they could, right? Thinking that he could make more money. Warren Buffett, like the rest of these fools knew, nobody had talked to me. Warren Buffett, like the rest of these fools knew that, okay, how racist it is, but he still bought assloads of fraud stock. I don't care who he is. It is not right. So Warren Buffett, I cannot impugn his record. Does that make sense right now? He has amazing trade. Does that make sense right now? He has, does that make sense? He has an amazing portfolio. Does that make sense right now? But he's supposed to be brilliant. He has no need to buy fraud stock, right? All right, now let me explain what my problem is with that, okay? You got things that they admit to stacked up on top of you. You got these old clown-ass racists, the blockchain, these stupid racist clown sales, right? All right, now saying stuff about blocks when they thought they could steal, when they thought they could take, but they can't by Christ Jesus. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now talking about blocks because they want to steal. All right, now talking about education. You think these clown-ass racists care about their education? They got a dick-blowing pedophile in the White House with a C average. right? If he went to school today versus his C average for yesterday, he'd have an F average, right? I don't think anybody disputes that. That Biden, if he went to school today, it would be an F, not a C, right? All right, no, so he barely got out of school when he actually did go to school all those decades ago. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's what Biden went to school back there in the 60s. All right, no. And despite their education not being the exact same today as far as, like, computer and technology is concerned, all right, no, that's for the Lord. There was no curricular precedent for it. All right, now, he would not be able to hang in the classes today. It's a complete joke. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, it's just the craziest thing right now. But, you know, I hope that you guys will agree. All right, now, so as far as, like, this is concerned, I'm very excited to go overseas, go to the event. That's a knock at Trump. All right, now, just explain. I mean, but Trump always say loyalty this and loyalty that. Okay, trust is earned. Trump has not earned my trust, right? And vice versa, I haven't earned his. I don't know him. I still have a problem with him. I vote for Trump over Biden. Does that make sense? I've seen enough of his policies. Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, the economy was not collapsing and crap. Does that make sense? Under Trump, I would give him that. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, but for some reason, the inflation that was not up under Trump, the economy crashing that was not up under Trump, right? Name me a bank collapse under Trump. You can't find a bank collapse under Trump. You can find a couple of them under incompetent Biden, though, right? You have to call a spade now. You have to be fair, right? But I'd rather go overseas to deal with the banks overseas. I'd rather go at all these invitations from Japan as far as away from Hong Kong. They also invited me. Australia, they also invited me, right? Does that make sense right now? When I say I don't have to and I'm not going to give the United States any money, I'm not going to give the United States any money. I'm not giving the United States crap. I'm trying to watch that because the promise of Lord up stop. All right, now, but Warren Buffett is the Oracle of Wall Street. Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord, right now, okay? As far as the Oracle of Wall Street is concerned, as far as Warren Buffett is concerned, does that make sense right now? That's the Lord, right now, okay? Warren Buffett still bought assholes of fraud stock based on work that the Holy Spirit did through me. But he's supposed to be brilliant, then why is he buying my work to make more money? He can make his own if he's brilliant. He is brilliant, right? What's up? So you got somebody that said is a very seasoned trader on Wall Street. You notice how he said he's trimming that apple, you know, they call it the apple, right? These are folks full of crap. They try to disguise it to steal. They try to lie to steal. They try to call it something else, twist up what it is to steal. These clown racists have lost their mind, right? It's not calling Warren Buffett a racist, no. Old Mitch and Joe and this old punk on my phone president, they wrote me pretty racist, right? This little asshole, Jonathan, ain't racist to turn the other way, to keep looking the other way, to look the other way when he's doing these tricks. Not saying I can't work, to look the other way. When I'm saying that, you know, I'm starving, they will not let me work, so I can put food on the table like a normal person, to look the other way. When I'm getting extensions before so I don't get kicked in my house, to look the other way. When I'm saying I'm stressed out and I can't sleep, I'm afraid to look my house, he looked the other way. Okay, he racist. He went along with it, he participated in it because that's what he was taught to do. He a racist. This little punk, Jonathan, what do you call this boy? And Mitch and Joe, does that make sense right now? Then you moving out your house, they ain't open up their mouth, say anything, because racists ain't talk to say anything after putting you through all that trauma and embarrassment. Stop and call me stupid, then try to frame me over and over again to the fact this dick-blowing clown went to the extent, they did confirm that he sucked Chris Coon's dick, right? And then he went to it, and then he went to the extent, all right, no, that's not all. Then he went to the extent, does that make sense right now, trying to frame me over and over again, even taking the liberty to make up Photoshop jobs about me. That's how not evil I am. That's how evil I'm not. Does that make sense right now? That's the letter right now. It's crazy that they would ask me for anything, these racists, all right? Now, that's what these racists wouldn't give you no fucking money. Does that make sense? But they got the audacity to ask me for something. What these racists say is clownish as they are. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Your race is stacked against you. Your gender is stacked against you. They pretend bullshit while their racism is stacked against you. And these assholes still have the audacity to open up their mouth and ask me for something. You know they stupid. Never. No. Right? All right, now, that's for the Lord, all right? Now, I mean, hey. All right, now, that's why I said Trump. Trump about his bottom line. You think Trump give a damn? Trump love America, true enough, but Trump, at the end of the day, Trump is a businessman about his bottom line. I said I give Trump $100 billion. I'm not using the United States. So I said I give Trump family $25 billion to split. That's his wife and his five children. They have $25 billion to split. And Trump have $100 billion to himself. That'd be $125 billion to the Trump family. Trump would take that deal. Do you know why Trump would take that deal? Because Trump is about his bottom line. He already know that nobody in the United States is going to give him money like that. Trump is always wanting to beat the Forbes list. Does that make sense? And it would be a success. It would be a successful trade. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, I mean, hey. I don't have to do that, though. Because what did China say when I said I'm on my way to the bank? What did France say when I said I'm on the way to the bank? France didn't say come pay them, right? France didn't say come over there, we can work something out, right? Okay, China said the same thing, right? Then Hong Kong say, okay, when I said I'm going to Hong Kong like about 5 days ago, what did they say? They said that come over to Hong Kong. They didn't see it from this side of the world because the Holy Spirit shines a light, because the Lord Jesus shines a light. My Father God Jehovah, Jesus, the Father God Jehovah is good to shine lights like this. I don't have any power, right? They did say come over to the bank, is that correct? right? I'm on my way to the bank in Hong Kong, right? I cannot wait to go. All right, now that's Florida. All right, now that, like I said, all right, now this is not good. Trump, I don't trust anybody. People have not earned my trust. I mean, that's Florida. If you have not earned my trust, what the fuck am I trusting? You don't care who you are. That's not a knock at Trump. The stat makes sense. Trump is a businessman. That's about loyalty. I know if anybody understands that, Trump understands that. The stat makes sense. All right, now how long has he ran businesses? He talked about loyalty this and loyalty that. Loyalty and integrity, that is. And this is business to any dumbass fool. All right, now everyone try to spin a lie. The stat makes sense. All right, now that's Florida. This, as far as business is concerned, the Bible says put your trust in no man. There's a reason why the scripture, I need to pull the scripture so I can read it to you guys right now. That's for the Lord, right? Now, I'm not dealing with the United States. I'm not breaking bread with the United States. I'm not dealing with the racism in the United States. You have Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Wall Street, said he's the best of all trying to trade. He got $90 billion on the stock market, which is really a feat. The stat makes sense, which means that, okay, he got it down to, how the stock market worked, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord. So he knows what he's doing as far as his trades is concerned. I'm pretty sure he first started out, people call it the flute, but now he 90-something years old. They know that it's not a flute with Warren Buffett. You know what he's doing? Does that make sense? All right, okay, this brilliant man would buy fraud stock. Does that make sense? These they understood, and not just Buffett. Warren Buffett would be always fair. People understood these racists had not talked to me. People understood these racists saying they were going to steal from me. People understood these racists kept trying to be mad and trying to steal my money. Was over the United States. People understood these racists and TD Jakes, too, and these clowns like Chocolate Oompa Loompa and all them. Right on with TD Jakes and the racists. Does that make sense? All right, now, people understood full well how nasty these folks are, and they still participate in buying that fraud stock. Do you notice how Warren Buffett is getting that crap out of his portfolio with acknowledgement? If Warren Buffett had taken it out, it has no value to him as an investor. This is a seasoned investor, 90 years old. He's one of the best investors, to my understanding, of the stock market to ever do it, if not the best, right? All right, now, as far as, like, trade is concerned, I'm going to make my own trade company in my own country. I'm not giving the United States any money. I'm not breaking bread with the United States. I'm not enriching the United States. I'm not empowering these racists. What the fuck I look like? Does that mean there's people like T.D. Jakes either that want to oppress people, depress people, and be nasty and mad to people and steal from everybody else and still can't keep them down because they dumbasses don't know how to handle money? The United States in 247 years, let me say this, I kiss Jesus' feet. I don't have any power. I'm no better than nobody else, right? Warren Buffett is a brilliant trader. Okay, do you notice how that my racist stepped up against me by admission? John, this and John, dad, and my granddaddy black. Okay. You know, and I'm black, right? Does that make sense right now? I'm proud to be. You notice how my racist stepped up against me, right? Like, you know, black, Asian, you know, Jewish, and German, right? But you notice how my racist pretty stepped up against me by admission, right? With the John, this and John, dad. My racist pretty stepped up against me by admission, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, you notice how my gender is stepped up against me? You notice how they weaponized my race and my gender? Then they say education, despite you having a dick boy, pedophile in that White House that barely got out of school with a C average, and he's so stupid, they passed him around the Senate. He don't slept with him, fucked and sucked every, not everybody, but a lot of people up in there, right? There are more people that he had sex with. It's not just Lindsey Graham and old Mitch McConnell. That broke old Mitch's heart, right? All right, no, that's for Florida right now, but, you know, I feel like this about it, as far as, like, this is concerned. It is the craziest thing, all right? Now, that's for the Lord, all right? So clearly, everything is stepped up against me. The odds are stepped up against me. You got a pretend group with a fucking pretend blockchain. It's not a blockchain. What they tell these old racist clown assholes? There's nothing against women. You just want to be racist. They didn't tell them that there's nothing against women. You just want to be racist. Like, show me where this says anything against women. And they scoured and they looked. They couldn't find anything against women. They just flat out racist. So things are pretty fucking stacked up sour and bitter at me in the United States. But then on top of it, you have people that already have everything wanting to steal from up under me, knowing that people have not talked to me. Right? I don't have anything to say to them. See, they thought I had something to say to the English vice president. See, you actually think that these racists, okay, vice president, do you actually think these racists break bread? You think these racists play fair, right? These racists don't play fair. They don't play nice. They don't play fair. Vice president, see, that's the panic. See, not only did the racists panic, Warren Buffett is getting the shit out of his portfolio. Great. I told you guys, we are 88 days in today. 88 days. We're in Fayette County. I told the United States I'm not helping the United States, right? No. God, no. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, there are 600 countries. I'm not anti-American. I told you guys about that. Of course not. I am anti-aho. There's a difference. I don't have loyalty to no nation. I don't care what it is that want to piss at me, shit at me, weaponize my race, weaponize my gender. Admit out loud they weaponize my race and my gender. Passing these, like, you know, education despite me going to school. You got some dumb asshole clown racist in the White House with a C average that didn't do shit in school. My average is a B. Please check out my transcripts. You know they want to try and check out my transcripts, right? Does that make sense? I took proctor tests, which means I had to show up on site to do them. Does that make sense, right? I had to report to class, you know, at least half the week and the other week. I write, this is like in the infancy when they first started doing the classes online. This is pre-COVID era. So you had to at least go to class 3 times a week or 2 times a week. I forget what it was. But you have to at least be in class 2 or 3 times a week. The stat makes sense. The other days, you can do your work online. They split it. You have to appear in class to write no desk for Lord. So I didn't go to classes and stuff. I had to go to class. I had to appear on site. I had, you know, the stat makes sense to write no desk for Lord. It's pre-COVID, so you have to be in class. It's a requirement at Darden. The stat makes sense. Didn't go to Albany State. Who fuck? No. I went to Darden College. The stat makes sense. I went to Troy University, right? I went to both of those. You got, okay, everything's stacked against you. You still got, you know, clowns and racists and assholes like TD Jakes and all of them. I write no guff game for cussing. I promise I'll let him stop. And I promise God I'll let him handle TD Jakes. I write no, the Lord don't need my help as far as TD Jakes is concerned. That soul spirit jumping up to arrest, jumping up to do evil, jumping up to be jealous. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, without provocation, with no provocation, with no provocation. And then when the racists so that they can get his crap done, he can get their agenda done, that's when the racists start popping up. Does that make sense? See, that's a mess, right? That's why I say TD Jakes is just as bad as the racists, because clearly he is, right? And everybody's not racist. Does that make sense? But there's sure as hell some racism in this country. Look at Karen. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. Right now. You know, I mean, what do you call it? Kim Jong-un about your own money, tired about your own money, tired about your own earned money, tired about your own science with your earned money, tired about your own earned money that the United States can't make, has not made to the fact that Warren Buffett acknowledged that the United States can't make the money. You notice how Warren Buffett got that old fraud stock out of his portfolio? You notice how Warren Buffett is saying the United States can't make that money? You notice how one of the most savvy investors on Wall Street have the confidence and has the... He has the confidence, the absolute confidence that the United States cannot make this money. The United States cannot shore up this fraud. The United States cannot shore up this loss. The United States in its markets, its technology sector, its Silicon Valley, does that make sense? It's Wall Street, its banking industry. Warren Buffett, one of the most savviest investors, is saying the United States has zero ways, zero capacities to make money like this. So I'm going to get the hell out of my portfolio. The United States can't handle these numbers. I'm going to get it out of my portfolio. The United States can't make money like this. I'm going to get it out of my portfolio. The United States Wall Street can't do numbers like this. I'm going to get it out of my portfolio. The United States cannot help him with a loss like that. He's going to get it out of his portfolio, right? Only by Jesus, right? I give Jesus praise, honor, and glory. I kiss Jesus' feet, right? I have no job to talk to anybody. When people want a man, how do you act like you stupid? Okay, you have one of the most savvy investors saying the United States cannot handle the numbers. The United States can't make $6 trillion. The United States cannot pay out the dividends of this stock that it's no way to in his government, in his job sector, in his private sector, in his public sector, in his school sector. Right now, in the Silicon Valley, does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. Right now, send that old clown-ass racist back to the White House that, you know, sucked dick and got a C average in school. Because clearly, he'll be being passed around quite a bit of time. Right now, that's for the Lord. Fucking and sucking. Right now, he fucked up. What he told Lindsey Graham, he's like saying, can he fuck you? Lindsey Graham said, yeah, he can fuck you. He can suck my dick again, too. And he fucked Lindsey Graham. He kept sucking his dick. Does that make sense? He did that for quite a bit of time. So it's not that he is reaching across the aisle. You know, he did his ways to reach across the aisle. Like, when he was overseas, I'm like, William, I'm like, how did all this happen? He said, literally, Biden just asked him, could he suck his dick? And he told him, yeah. All right, no, that's from Fort Lloyd. And, Kate and the prime minister did it, too. Keep Biden away from yourself. I'm going to leave that there. Out of respect for what's going on, because it's not funny. But one of the most savviest investors, right now, you know, not just that, I wish Kay in Jesus' name a speedy recovery, Lord have mercy. That's serious, all right now, but one of the most savviest investors is acknowledging the United States cannot handle the numbers. He turned it out of his portfolio, he took it out of his portfolio, he got rid of my stock out of his portfolio, the fraud stock, they tried to fraud for bottom, not my stock, no, they tried the fraud stock that they don't own, they don't control, they cannot show up, they cannot make dividends for, they cannot even show up to pay out, they have no way to pay out this stock. Does that make sense to the fact that Warren Buffett, one of the most savviest traders on Wall Street, got the hell out of his portfolio, he's starting to trim it. He's saying Wall Street has no way to make good on the stock because the United States, by even Warren Buffett's admission, cannot make the money. These racists have no shit to offer me. That's why they start trying to do frame jobs. Now, man, even this son of a bitch racist made him up a Photoshop job after exhaustively looking at me for over 24 months. So you got one of the most savviest investors to ever be on Wall Street, Warren Buffett. He got $90 billion off the stock market. Who else can say that, right? He is the best of all time on Wall Street. Does that make sense right now? Not just any stock and stuff with the extraction. That's something completely different. That is a business. But Warren Buffett traded other people's stocks. All right, now, you know, that's for the Lord. He is pretty damn good. He is, by his acknowledgement, America cannot make this number. By his acknowledgement, America cannot show up these fraud stocks. By his acknowledgement, the clowns that tried to peddle this shit out in the United States, that would be in the United States they did this shit. They could try to steal and make fraud, stop being nasty asses. Does that make sense? I want to talk all this racist shit about you not being able to get your own money. These clowns are so fucking racist, heartless, godless, stupid, and demonic too. It ain't funny. What they tell these clown assholes by Jesus' voice? You can't steal her money, right? So I don't break bread with racists. Does that mean since I'm happy to go take my black Asian ass over to Hong Kong? And yes, plenty of Asian folks are right now. Look at my grandma. There are plenty of Asian folks. Look at my dad. Does that mean since they got black Asian children? Does that make sense? I'm not the only person that's stepping over to China. All right now, that's completely, that's Asian like them. Does that make sense? So right now, with a multiracial family, right? Get real, right? So I'm happy to be going over. But you know, you got Warren Buffett himself acknowledging the United States cannot make this number. That is Warren Buffett admitting the United States cannot make this number. All the world over know who Warren Buffett is right now. That's the word of the Lord right now. They acknowledge by acknowledgement, okay, the United States has zero capacity as a way to pay out this fraud. The people that dove up, that dealed out the stock, they can't even shore up the investment because they have zero ways to do it. But they had the shitty idea to think they could steal from me and they have no way to pay it out, which is a clown joke, right? So by Warren Buffett's admission, was one of the savviest traders of all time, United States can't even pay the number, so they shouldn't even be opening up their mouth to say shit to me as far as money is concerned. No, they can't make it. That's a clown's joke. I'm not giving the United States any money. They have nothing to offer me. Clearly, I don't need the U.S. market. It's 88 days. Why are they sitting around waiting for me to do something? Because they don't know how to make no fucking money. That's why. I'm not helping them. I'm going over to Hong Kong to go to the bank, and I'm not helping the United States. I'd rather give up my citizenship to help the United States, give the United States any direct money. We talked about direct money versus giving people money directly. I don't believe in trickle down. I believe in trickle up because it don't work, right? All right, now that's the order right now. I mean, what's up, right? I hope that you guys are great right now. Like I said, nothing against Trump, but right now, Trump is a man that knows what Trump say loyalty, disloyalty. That's what Trump is right now. So when I say I don't trust anybody, does that make sense right now? I'm pretty sure that Trump understands that. I'm pretty sure you don't trust nobody either. I sure as hell don't, right? I don't feel bad to say I don't trust anybody. No, Trump hasn't earned my trust. Why would I trust him, right? You know how insane that is, right? No, that's not a knock at him. The Bible says put your trust in no man. Does that make sense right now? It takes a while to earn somebody's trust. Does that make sense? Vice versa. I've not done anything to make Trump trust me. This dude don't know me. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm happy to go overseas and right now for my own self, my own family. Does that make sense? For money that is earned, I don't have to justify what I'm doing to the United States. It's not the United States money. You got one of the most savviest traders on Wall Street that dumped this fraud stuff out of his portfolio saying that the United States cannot make the money. The United States ain't got shit to say to me for money they cannot create or make, right? We 88 days in. With Warren Buffett even saying you have no way to make it, right? Stop. All right, I'm going to Hong Kong to go to the bank. I'm very excited. In France, right now, probably. All right, now in Jesus' name, all right now, thank you guys so much, right now. Good morning. Thank you guys so much. My William posted this. All right, now saying that, you know, that I'm his, mine, and all this other stuff. I love William too, all right now. That's the Lord. Me going over to Hong Kong to go to the bank, no shape that the stat makes sense, right? He posted this yesterday. All right, now, that's the Lord. Karen been trying to suck his dick, got new teeth and hair extensions and everything else to do so. Does that make sense, all right now? That's the Lord, all right now. So Karen felt some type of way about me as far as William is concerned, all right now. So I didn't post it yesterday because Karen wanted to jump in his inbox and, like, you know, take it all off and have to let the nuts and the dick hang. Does that make sense? I'm going to suck his dick, right? I hate when people do that. Not it's not just Karen, though. It's, you know, I dealt with Angela Simmons and Halle Berry. They said some of the most awful stuff, right? Does that make sense? All right, no, that's true. Lord says more people being awful about Prince William. I mean, hell, he got a whole ass inbox. Does that make sense? All right, no, they really want to blow themselves into a queen, right? I go find my own nation with my own money that will be taken seriously all across the entire world because the great wealth, not just that I own the stock and I own the entire technology by the Holy Spirit that the Lord gave to me, right? Does that make sense? All right, no, hey, God is good. Thank you guys so much.